T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN, and this is where we hear from the businesses and services available in the Buffalo area. If you'd like to be on the program, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by President Dr. Joe Chow with Western New York Immediate Care. And just a reminder, Dr. Chow, how many places are open, Western New York Immediate Care?
Yeah, there's 5 Western New York Immediate Cares in the North Hounds, Williamsville, Amherst, Buffalo on Delaware Avenue, 2 in the South Hounds in Cheektowaga and Orchard Park.
And general care provided at each one of the facilities?
Yes, acute care. Illnesses, injuries, cuts, bruises, vomiting, pretty much you name it, flu, as we'll talk about shortly, pretty much all comers.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the segue, because fall being the time of year when we're most concerned about the spread of the flu, and has this particular flu season really kicked into gear?
Not quite yet, but this is definitely the best time to start talking about preparations for the flu season. We know we're going to get it every year, right? It's not a surprise, and I would say a few years ago, if you remember, we had a really bad flu season last year. Not quite as bad, but a little bit later, lasting later than we thought, into March as well as April. So who knows what we're going to get this year, but this is the right time to start talking about it.
Yeah, and one of the weird things about the ebb and flow is trying to predict, I guess it's basically, for somebody, it's literally year-round across the globe, right? It just happens to hit the U.S. and U.S. territories this time of year. Is that how it goes?
Yeah, and it's seasonal. It's geographically seasonal. We have facilities, other facilities in the country, that sometimes I'll talk to the doctors there and say, are you seeing any flu yet? So we get an idea of when it's coming.
And the other thing that is difficult to predict each year is which particular strain that you want to aim for with the shots that you're getting.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. It's really a best educated guess as to which strain is going to hit. These flu viruses sometimes can change a little bit, in which case the flu vaccine that we do use is a pretty decent match. Sometimes it can change completely and we're completely off, and we feel it. A lot of flu cases. I think we've been reasonably good in the past few years, outside of the 1-2 years ago, but we do keep monitor of that, and hopefully we get the right match.
I don't mean to get too super technical with this next question, but I do know enough that in talking about flu strains in general, there's like an H component and an N component. But the number of different H's and N's is what makes it so difficult to predict, because you're talking astronomical computations to figure out what to combat.
Yeah, that's right. If you think about all the viruses out there, it's almost too numerous to even name. So we do an amazing job, really, the medical community, to try to match that. The strains typically that are covered in the past few years has been an H1N1. That's flu A, as well as an H3N2. So there you go with the numbers again. Some flu vaccines have what are called trivalent, which means they have 3 strains that it covers. Others are quadrivalent, meaning it has 4. The other 3rd and 4th are typically flu Bs. Both of them are effective. I wouldn't necessarily say one is clearly superior. Really, the key is just to get it. So typically 3 to 4 strains are covered.
And again, things have changed so much, because you can literally travel to and from anywhere. But is there a particular part of the globe that we here in the U.S. get what we get in terms of a flu in a particular season? Is there like a particular region, country?
We've actually seen, at least here in New York, some of the first strains that we'll see in the season, at least I'll say I've seen, is mostly flu A. Frequently then later during the season, we'll start to see a little bit of flu B. Some people, believe it or not, can actually get both, as well as other things on top of it. And that makes flu very difficult to treat, especially if you have other conditions with it. But we've seen typically the majority is flu A, and then we start getting some sprinkles of B.
And again, we're always talking about the old and the young seem to be the most susceptible to these things. And without getting into the complications part, you know, things people like with diabetes, because we can hold that for the next question. What is it about those two groups? The fact that as you age, you kind of lose immunity, and as you're young, you haven't quite gained immunity to certain things?
Yeah, there could certainly be that. Your defenses are typically a little bit less in those age brackets. You tend to have more susceptibility in other conditions, as you mentioned, diabetes and lung disease. So those are certainly the age groups for those, I'll call it physiologic reasons, that you'll be at more risk, certainly.
Speaking with President Dr. Joe Chow with Western New York Immediate Care, this is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. And every year people seem to have the same questions when you get the flu vaccine. Side effects.
That's right. So I've always, people will always try to time it. When's the best time? And then whenever that time comes, they're busy and then they don't get it. So I like to say the best time to get the flu shot is whenever you can get it. I've seen even our facilities now offer flu shots at all of our facilities. If you go out, you'll see grocery stores, pharmacies, almost everybody is doing it now. So there's really no excuse for not getting it. So if you have the opportunity to get the flu shot now, get the flu shot now, because as we all know, life gets busy and your optimal, quote unquote, optimal time comes and goes, and you don't want to be left without.
Yeah, and again, this issue keeps getting raised year after year after year about the anti-vaccination crowd. What would be your pitch to try to sway them the other way?
Yeah, so this reaches beyond flu also to other vaccines. But as I'll talk more about the flu. You know, the flu vaccine is not a new vaccination. This has been for years and decades, and it's effective, and it's probably the most effective defense we have against the flu. It is safe. And probably the common question is, well, I get the flu from the flu shot. You don't get the flu from the flu shot. You can get some side effects from the flu shot, but not the actual flu itself.
Now, if you are in that part of the spectrum where you either didn't get the vaccination quick enough and acquired the flu before that was actually readily available, or somehow the shot didn't work for you and you acquire the flu, what sort of treatments would you suggest for people?
Well, so you could still get the flu shot because remember the flu shot covers different strains and you can be infected by one or multiple strains. So even if you do get the flu, a lot of it is really good general care. So plenty of rest, fluids. There are flu medications out there, but there's a timing component to it. These medications work best if given within 48 hours for the general public. Now, there are some studies that even if it is beyond 48 hours and if you are at risk for complications, in other words, we mentioned the elderly or let's say somebody who has chronic medical conditions or lung disease such as that, then there may be some benefit still to get the medication even after that time period. But as a general rule, the sooner you get the medication, the better the medication works.
And is there anything to wives' tales of certain things that you've heard that people try to use to either ward off the effects or ward off flu itself?
There's been a lot of different things from, and I, some things almost too numerous to mention. Much of those have to do with foods, fluids, and I think a lot of those may wind up being just the act of getting plenty of fluids or getting rest. So again, you're right, there's a lot of urban myths out there, but there may be some basis that's shredded, such as increase your fluids. Or so if we say, hey, drink more lemonade or whatever it might just be the act of having more fluids and resting while you're doing that.
Yeah, like the old, what is it, starve one, feed the other. I don't want to say it wrong and get everybody confused, but...
Yeah, starve one, feed the other. It's really, it goes back to just make sure you get adequate nutrition. Frequently with the flu or illnesses, you don't want to eat. You really don't have an appetite. And you don't need to force yourself to eat if you really don't have an appetite. But just make sure you get fluids. You know, a lot of people wind up getting in trouble going to the hospital needing IV fluids because they get dehydrated. So make sure you have adequate hydration.
And is that the whole hydration part that you've talked about here? Is that part of what makes flu such a difficult thing to combat and why it stays with us for so long? Physiologically, what's going on?
Yeah, dehydration will really spark a cycle of bad things to come. When you stop drinking, then it actually perpetuates that. And so you don't want to drink anymore. And when you don't do that, your defenses, your other organs certainly rely on fluids to function normally. So fluids is really a hallmark. It just cascades into other things throughout your body.
And that also feeds into, as you had mentioned, the people with certain complications, as you've talked about heart conditions and diabetes, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you think about flu causing dehydration, there are other diseases that causes dehydration. Just example, bad diarrhea, cholera, things like that. And people die from that, and they die essentially from the dehydration. So regardless of what disease it is, hydration is key.
All right. What else is going on in terms of what Western New York Immediate Care provides or does? I mean, certainly a lot of what we talked about today is flu, but you said certain injuries, things like that, you can help fix.
Yeah, absolutely. So we always say for life-threatening emergencies. So if you think you're having a heart attack or stroke, or if you've been in a bad crash, those really should be in the emergency rooms. The vast majority of everyday illnesses, injuries, and ailments are things that we do cover, and it's walk-in basis. We're open every day. We're available for people to come in, get evaluated, and get treated. And we do that. We pride ourselves on great service, great experience, and we try to get people in and out within an hour. Some people may need more. I think the people who are more sick probably don't want to be out in several minutes, but most people are really busy. We definitely try to respect their time and make sure they have a good experience and get them out rather quickly.
And one of the things that has been going on, again, for a number of years is talk about how people take unnecessary trips to the ER, and as you just suggested, that's where these people should be going, is to a Western New York Immediate Care instead for treatment, and in for the most part. Are you seeing a little change in attitude in that, where people are gradually getting the understanding that they should seek you out?
I think we have. Urgent care now has really been an industry for 10 to 15, 20 years. And I think patients, as well as primary care doctors, seeing your primary care doctor, I think, is always a great option, or at least contacting them too. These are all great options. I think once you give patients other options, if you only give them the options of an emergency room or their primary, and if their primary can't get in to see you, naturally they're going to go to an emergency room. I think once people understand there are other options, good options out there, this just benefits their choices.
And as far as insurance, you take most or all?
Yes, we take essentially all insurances, certainly in the local region.
And best way, whichever one of the five Western New York Immediate Care facilities is closest to you would be the one to get in touch with if you have the need, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Easy enough. Well, doctor, thank you very much. Always a pleasure to have you in.
Oh, pleasure being here. Thank you.
Don't catch the flu. I'll try not to as well.
Come get a flu shot.
Absolutely. Dr. Joe Chow, he is president of Western New York Immediate Care. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.